35. Ponder a while. What is it that prompted in every dispensation the peoples of the earth to shun the manifestation of the All-Merciful? What could have impelled them to turn away from him and to challenge his authority? Were men to meditate on these words which have flowed from the pen of the divine ordainer, they would one and all hasten to embrace the truth of this God-given and ever-enduring revelation, and would testify to that which he himself hath solemnly affirmed. It is the veil of idle imaginations which, in the days of the manifestations of the unity of God and the daysprings of his everlasting glory, hath intervened and will continue to intervene between them and the rest of mankind. For in those days, he who is the eternal truth manifesteth himself in conformity with that which he himself hath purposed, and not according to the desires and expectations of men. Even as he hath revealed, so oft then as an apostle cometh to you with that which your souls desire not, do ye swell with pride, and treat some as impostors, and slay others. There can be no doubt whatever that had these apostles appeared in bygone ages and cycles, in accordance with the vain imaginations which the hearts of men had devised, no one would have repudiated the truth of these sanctified beings. Though such men have been night and day remembering the one true God, and have been devoutly engaged in the exercise of their devotions, yet they failed in the end to recognize and partake of the grace of the daysprings of the signs of God and the manifestations of his irrefutable evidences. To this the scriptures bear witness. Thou hast no doubt heard about it. Consider the dispensation of Jesus Christ. Behold, how all the learned men of that generation, though eagerly anticipating the coming of the Promised One, have nevertheless denied him. Both Annas, the most learned among the divines of his day, and Caiaphas, the high priest, denounced him and pronounced the sentence of his death. In like manner, when Mohammed, the prophet of God, may all men be a sacrifice unto him, appeared, the learned men of Mecca and Medina arose in the early days of his revelation against him and rejected his message, while they who were destitute of all learning recognized and embraced his faith. Ponder a while, consider how Balal the Ethiopian, unlettered though he was, ascended into the heaven of faith and certitude, whilst Abdullah Obey, a leader among the learned, maliciously strove to oppose him. Behold how a mere shepherd was so carried away by the ecstasy of the words of God that he was able to gain admittance into the habitation of his best beloved, and was united to him who is the Lord of mankind, whilst they who prided themselves on their knowledge and wisdom strayed far from his path and remained deprived of his grace. For this reason he hath written, "He that is exalted among you shall be abased, and he that is abased shall be exalted." References to this theme are to be found in most of the heavenly books, as well as in the sayings of the prophets and messengers of God. Verily I say, such is the greatness of this cause, that the Father flieth from his Son, and the Son flieth from his Father. Call ye to mind the story of Noah and Canaan. God grant that in these days of heavenly delight ye may not deprive yourselves of the sweet savours of the all-glorious God, and may partake in this spiritual springtime of the outpourings of his grace. Arise in the name of him who is the object of all knowledge, and with absolute detachment from the learning of men, lift up your voices and proclaim his cause. I swear by the day star of divine revelation, the very moment ye arise, ye will witness how a flood of divine knowledge will gush out of your hearts, and will behold the wonders of his heavenly wisdom manifested in all their glory before you. Were ye to taste of the sweetness of the sayings of the All-Merciful, ye would unhesitatingly forsake yourselves, and would lay down your lives for the Well-Beloved. Who can ever believe that this servant of God hath at any time cherished in his heart a desire for any earthly honour or benefit? The cause associated with his name is far above the transitory things of this world. Behold him, an exile, a victim of tyranny in this most great prison. His enemies have assailed him on every side and will continue to do so till the end of his life. Whatever, therefore, he saith unto you is holy for the sake of God, that haply the peoples of the earth may cleanse their hearts from the stain of evil desire, may rend its veil asunder, and attain unto the knowledge of the one true God, the most exalted station to which any man can aspire. Their belief or disbelief in my cause can neither profit nor harm me. We summon them wholly for the sake of God. He verily can afford to dispense with all creatures.